Go behind the scenes with Colleen.
Hello, hello, Richie Kotz and my good friend.
How you doing? What's going on?
How you feeling? Doing all right?
Good. Sun is just coming up where I am, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, you're on the other side. You're way over there.
I'm over here.
I'm waving to you from Baltimore. Can you see me?
No. That's great.
Well, congratulations on this new album / project, Smith Kotzen, and wow. Wow is all I can say. Obviously, Richie, I knew that this is going to be a great guitar record with you two guys, you and Adrian Smith, but did you realize how great your voices were going to sound together?
Well, thank you for that. That's a compliment. Thank you. I had an idea of what, you know, I had an idea that we would probably be able to work together because we had, we've known each other for quite a few years, but we had jammed together quite a bit. Adrian would have like little get-togethers around the holidays. They would usually find themselves here in California. They got a place here not far from where I live. And so they'd have these holiday get-togethers and, everybody would eventually end up in the music room, you know, jamming together, singing, playing. So I knew that we had a lot of the same, you know, we had the same taste in music and, you know, just by conversation and just by playing with them. So, you know, when we decided to try and write something, I was really excited about it. I thought it was, you know, it had a lot of potential to turn into something. And you know, after the first song we did, I think the first one we actually finished was Running. And then right after that, it was Scars. And once we hit Scars, I knew, well, we're on to something here. I think we got something pretty special. So I'm glad we got it done. It's coming out. And, you know, for one of the things I thought about was, you know, I want to see this thing come to fruition. Sometimes you write with someone, and you have a good song, and then everything falls apart and sits on a hard drive. But, you know, we got it done, and it's coming out.
March 26th. Are you both on the same page with your method of songwriting?
I think we're very similar. You know, I obviously, you know, I've done so many records now. I think the last record I put out was my solo record, 50 for 50. I put out a 50-song album on my 50th birthday on February 3rd of last year. And so personally, I've been doing this long enough in the studio, you know, typically being the only guy. So I have a bit of a system. I'm real comfortable with how I work, how I record. And, you know, with Adrian, you know, he does a lot of recording himself as well. And so it just kind of fell together really, really easy. You know, just the two of us, you know, hey, I got an idea. Let me see the bass guitar. Let me try and play something here. You know, just kind of shared duties, so to speak.
And when you had your songs and you got together and were usually you play solo and you're used to being the guitar player. What were the challenges bringing in another guy on guitar?
Sure. Well, you know, I've got to be honest. I didn't feel any sense of, you know, oh, this will be a challenge or that's, you know, going to be something to work on or any of that. What would happen is, and where it really struck me, we would be working on something and, you know, passing the guitar back and forth and trying different things. And then ultimately a song would get to a point where in my head I would say, wow, I think we're done. Yeah. And I remember saying that once or twice and saying, wow, this sounds great. I think we're done. And then he'd say, well, wait a minute. I got this one idea. Let me just try one thing. Give me a minute here. And then he'd come up with like a counterpoint guitar part that kind of fit inside the track but worked off the vocal. And you can hear that in songs like Taking My Chances and Scars. And then that's when it hit me. It's like, wow, now Adrian, I hear now, I can see that he has that experience of being in a band with multiple guitar players.
Right.
You know, he works that way. Whereas me, you know, I'll do a counterpoint part here and there. But, you know, I'm like you said, I'm used to being the front man and the only guitar player. So I actually liked having that element. You know, I could take a back seat here and there and let him kind of take over for, you know, I enjoyed that element of it.
Right.
It was something new and different.
Yeah, probably motivates you a little differently too. And I love Taking My Chances. Some really cool videos to a couple of these songs. Is that somebody else's department, or did you and Adrian have a say in how they were going to look, how they were going to turn out?
No, you know, this time, typically when I do my videos, and I've done quite a few, I'm very hands-on and, you know, I'm real involved in it. But in this particular instance, we let the director do his thing. We had an idea of what we wanted to do and how we wanted it to look, but the problem was, now, when we did the record, we were together. It was before COVID. Actually, COVID hit right as we were finishing the record, and we didn't really know. Yeah, we didn't know what was going on, and so the record was done, and then all hell broke loose. But as it relates to the video, it was deep in COVID at that point, and then we had to make a video, and he was stuck in England, and I'm here in L.A. So we tried to do something that made it look like we were together, and I think the director did a good job on that Taking My Chances video. And then we had the one for Scars, and the director just came up with I think he did a really great job on Scars, a different guy. He just ran with it and had an actor get involved and kind of acted out the song, which I thought, that can be disastrous. But I think they did a great job on Scars.
Yeah.
And then Running is just the lyric video. That's much more simple,
And you guys produced the album. You had the great Kevin Shirley mix it. How fun was that?
Yeah, that was a really great thing. I always wanted to do something with Kevin. I've met him before this record. What happened, Adrian and I, we were the only guys, in the studio making the record. We produced it and recorded it and engineered it together. And so at the end of the day, I had done a couple of mixes that we liked. We said, well, this sounds good. And then we mutually thought, well, what would it sound like if Kevin got a hold of it? Maybe we should just send him a song. So we did. And I think we sent him Taking My Chances. I want to say I think that's what we sent. And when we got it back, I remember listening to it. I put my headphones in, and I said, that's what we needed. We just needed somebody just to get it out of our hands. Now that it's all recorded and all the decisions are made for, arrangement, production, overdubs, all that stuff, let's have a guy mix it. And Kevin was the perfect guy.
And you also brought in Nico McBrain on drums for how many songs? The whole album?
Well, no. I played drums on most of the album, believe it or not. And yeah, I did. And then Nico played on one song called Solar Fire. And then on three songs, Tal Bergman played. And Tal's a drummer and a friend of mine that I've been working with since I was 26. It was the first time I ever worked with Tal. When I went on tour, I opened for the Rolling Stones back in 2006, and Tal was the drummer that I chose to go with me to Japan to do those gigs. So we had him come in and play on a few things. It was great. I mean, with Nico, it was very cool because I had a basic drum track on that song. Mm-hmm. And, Adrian said, man, I wonder what Nico would do with this. And then I immediately said, that would be great. If you could make that happen, that would be really something. And so he just took it to another level. He has a really distinct style. He has it's hard for drummers to have their own voice on the instrument, and Nico really does have his own voice. So it was nice to get him on that track.
Now, if you go out and tour with this project, do you have an idea of who else will be in the band?
That's the thing. We wanted to tour. The original plan was to release it here in March, like we're doing, and then go out in April. Now, obviously, we can't tour in April, but we're going to have to figure something out. We want to play. So once we know that we can actually get out there and do shows, we're going to have to figure out a rhythm section. It'll just be two guys with us and a bass and drums, and that'll be, sufficient to get it done. But there's plenty of guys out there. We just got to get the ones that make sense for us. Touring is a different thing. Touring and the studio are two different animals. But, we'll figure it out. We just haven't done it yet.
I was going to ask you that, too. What gives you the most fulfillment, being in the studio or touring solo or with the band?
I like the creative process. By nature, I like being in the studio doing my thing. With Adrian, it was a departure having a partner, and it was a welcome change. It really was great for me to have someone like him to work together. But in general, I love being in the studio, developing my ideas, and then at some point hearing it come out of the speakers the way I envisioned it. Playing live is great if it's a great gig. Like back in 2019, I did a festival tour in Europe and we did Hellfest. It was one of my favorite shows I ever did. It was just great. But in general, touring for me is unpleasant. You know, just the living right. on the bus, mm-hmm. Hotels, suitcases, trains, airplanes. I'm not a big fan of all that. I always say this: they don't pay me for the gig; they pay me for everything that happens before and after the gig. Mm-hmm. what I mean? Yeah. So that's how I look at it.
Yeah, it's fun for a hot minute, but I'm jealous because you got to open up for the Rolling Stones. They're my favorite band. How that must have been so exciting.
That was something else, and I know at one point we did a group photograph, and Ron had come up to me and said, "My God, your voice," and he put his hand on my throat, and he said, "You're an amazing singer." He said, "You remind me of Rod," which to me
wow.
is the biggest compliment. And I get compared to all kinds of guys, but when I was learning and finding my voice, there were guys that I tried to emulate, and Rod Stewart, early Rod Stewart, was one of the main guys, because I loved that rasp
yes.
and that tone. And so, and Ron Wood picked up on it, because he played with Rod Stewart. And he said, "You sound like a cross between Rod and Bernard Fowler." Now, Bernard Fowler is
the
background
yep.
singer for the Stones. I've known him for a long, long time. We go out, hang out around town through a mutual friend of mine. And Bernard is an amazing singer. And so to be compared like that by someone like Ron Wood, I'm lucky they got me out of the building. My head just blew up.
Yes.
That was probably the best moment of the tour, because he looked at Mick Jagger and he said, "Did you hear him sing?" And Mick said, "No, I didn't." And then Ron said, "You need to hear him sing." So then I went on stage and I was playing, and I looked over my shoulder, and then Ron Wood was standing there watching us play. And then this was the last show of the tour. I went on stage and I was sitting behind Keith Richards' open back cabinet, his amplifier's Fender, and I'm sitting there, and Ron saw my face, and he gave me a thumbs up sign, right on. He gave me the thumbs up because I was finished, and then he was on. So I waved back yeah. to him. So that was pretty.
Yeah,
that was a highlight.
Richie,
highlight.
I got chills hearing that story.
yeah.
But you're a guitar player's guitar player, but I'm a voice girl, and I adore your voice. So we need to get you back out, and when things open up, I hope to see you and Adrian take this out on the road. It'd be great.
Excellent. Yeah, that's what we want to do, for sure.
But in the meantime, we got the album to look forward to, Smith Kotsen. It comes out on the 26th. It is fantastic. It's a true classic rock album, and obviously we're a classic rock station, so I know Baltimore is going to love it. Thank you so much, Richie, for taking the time. Good luck with this, and we want to see you in Baltimore soon.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Hear every episode of Behind the Scenes with Colleen at thebayonline.com or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.